Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The celebration of Christmas calls for a creche or a nativity scene. Mary, Joseph, the wise men and shepherds, and the sheep. Have you ever spent much time around sheep? The little lambs are cuddly and cute, but the mamas and papas are something else, smelly, obstinate, bullheaded pieces of mutton on four legs. Dogs respond to your call. Cats will sit on your lap and purr. But sheep can take you on a run around through mucky pastures that make you wonder why in the world is Psalm 23 so notoriously famous. Okay, perhaps I've reflected the views of someone who grew up in a city. Yet the fact remains that of all the creatures God ever created, sheep are among the least intelligent. The size of their brain in proportion to the rest of their body is quite small. Yet sheep were among those who heard the angels sing glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Okay, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture, says Psalm 103. Sheep, not lions, which are strong, or panthers, which are cunning, but sheep who are smelly, weak, and stray quickly without a shepherd's care. The more you ponder the similarities between sheep and people, however, the more you recognize how meaningful are the parallels that become obvious. Nothing is more dependent than a tiny infant. Yet what gives a parent more joy than to cuddle your baby in your arms and see the contentment and peace that resides in innocence? But contrast that with the way people mess up their lives as adults. Sheep will follow almost anything that moves. A human, another sheep, even a rogue sheep who will lead them astray. Ever ask yourself, how in the world could so-and-so, and you mention a person's name, fall for that line and get involved in that stuff? Shutting off your brain, your friend got involved in something, a relationship, a business scam, or whatever, and you wonder if your friend's brain went out his ear or her ear for a drink of water and just didn't come back. There's another parallel that speaks volumes. Sheep are dead meat, prey for the wolves without the protection of a shepherd. And frankly, so are people. I am the good shepherd, Jesus told his followers, in a context that brought them into direct confrontation with his claims to have come from God and his intention to find the lost sheep, lead them to the green pastures, bring them to the still waters of cleansing and refreshment, and ultimately give them the joys and certainty of everlasting life. The writer of the book of Hebrews called Jesus the great shepherd. Peter called him the chief shepherd. Shepherds lead, protect, defend, and nurture and comfort when fear panics the flock. You know, friend, the more you ponder the parallels between sheep and people, the more you see the importance of knowing the great shepherd, the one who leads you through the valley of the shadow of death, who has been there and come up on the other side saying, "Follow me." The most important thing that the shepherd does is to look for lost sheep and to lead them to safety. This Christmas, if you find yourself identifying with one who has wandered away from the fold, lift up your soul and cry, "Here I am, Lord, be my shepherd, lead me home." He'll be there. He's as close as your cry.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.